from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Demonstrators Sunday at the University of Texas as pro-Palestinian protests continued on college campuses across the country. Hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are fading. The Israeli army has asked Gazans in the city of Rafah to move north in what it's calling a limited scope evacuation. ABC's Jordana Miller has the latest from Jerusalem.
The IDF says it's dropping leaflets, sending texts, and posting messages in Arabic, urging an estimated 100,000 Gazan civilians to move to the expanded Al-Mawasi area. Civilians given no deadline for the evacuation. The move indicates the IDF is preparing for a military assault on Hamas in eastern Rafah. That after attempts to reach a ceasefire have stalled again.
In the U.S., there's a risk of severe storms today in the plains. Worries about tornadoes, especially in the area from Wichita, Kansas to Oklahoma City. Major flooding continues in East Texas, where hundreds have had to be rescued from high waters, but there's been at least one fatality.
In hard-hit Trinity County of East Texas, Sheriff Woody Wallace assessed inundated neighborhoods by boat.
Very serious. We got power lines underwater over there. It's fallen. Totally devastating.
The one known fatality is a four-year-old boy. Lucas Warren was swept away after his parents' vehicle stalled out on a flooded country road south of Dallas-Fort Worth.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Former President Trump's criminal trial resumes today. ABC's Christian Cordero has more on what it could mean for the presidential race.
As Trump prepares to start week three of testimony in his current trial, 80% of Trump supporters say they'd stick with him even if he is found guilty and convicted of a felony in this case. That, however, means 20% of supporters say that they would either reconsider or withdraw their support, which is enough to make a difference in a close race.
You're listening to ABC News. Relief for a lot of northeastern commuters this morning as a damaged section of Interstate 95 in Connecticut's been repaired in time for the morning's rush.
The accident that caused all the damage happened on Thursday. A fuel tanker carrying 9,000 gallons of gasoline crashed, causing flames to rage out of control under the overpass for hours, the heat leading to severe damage to the steel bridge. So workers spent Friday and Saturday removing the bridge.
ABC's Lindsay Tuchman. The bodies of three tourists killed in Mexico have been identified by their parents. The American and two Australians were in Mexico to serve. Police believe they were killed by robbers who wanted the tires from their truck. Terrifying moments Sunday in the middle of a church service outside of Pittsburgh.
All of a sudden, I just seen a gun pointing right at me.
Pastor Glenn Germany says he's grateful to God to be alive.
And God they chose.
Jesus!
A gunman interrupted the pastor's Sunday sermon in North Braddock outside Pittsburgh, pointing that gun at him. Witnesses say the man pulled the trigger, but the gun jammed. All of it caught on the church's live stream.
It's ABC's Derek Dennis. Police now say they found a body at the home of the accused gunman. And some new recruits sworn in today in the world's smallest army. 34 new members of the Swiss Guard taking their oath to protect the Pope. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.